Horton Locker Room Chatter continues tonight on KNZA. I'm Brandon Tammo. We're joined by the Chargers boys basketball coach, David Losey, brought to you by Union State Bank. Chargers just one game left here in the regular season coming up on Friday, but a couple games here to recap with the coach here since we last spoke a week ago. All right, coach, let's start with Friday's game. Big one at Morehill Mounts Academy. The Ravens playing as good as anybody, maybe not just in the league, but in the 2A classification in general. Ravens were able to pull that one out, 61-42. Let's start there, and obviously a very good team that you guys saw on Friday night in Morehill.
Yeah, they are. I thought we played pretty well, you know, first 20 minutes or so, 22 minutes. It's just you got to go 32, and excuse me, we were actually ahead quite a bit the first half, and then they made a little run at half, got ahead. Well, then we got back in the third quarter, and they made a nice run in the end of the third quarter, and then we struggled somewhat against their zone in the fourth quarter. We struggled hitting shots, so tribute to them. They hit a lot of free throws down the stretch that they needed to, and I think, I don't know, it was about a six-point game about midway through the fourth quarter, but then they hit a lot of free throws late and did what they needed to do. They've got some length, and excuse me again. I thought we played pretty well at times. We did good things, but we need to do that 32 minutes, and I think we can compete pretty well at that level.
The old classic, you know, Friday-Monday turnaround. You guys had to bump up that game with Jefferson County North with the weather this week, but able to get it in Monday night. You guys bounce back on the road, 52-36. So just talk about the bounce back and the quick turnaround there.
Yeah, I'm glad we were able to do that, get that game in. One of the things that we thought we'd see like we did against Morehill was a little zone, and we made some adjustments to how we were going to attack the 2-3, and the kids really responded well. I thought we shot well the first half. We really played aggressive. I think we were up 33-16 maybe at halftime. So, you know, bouncing back like that, being able to hit shots and do the things we needed to do, because JCN's a tall team. I had forgotten they had some, we hadn't seen them all year and had, you know, seen them on film, but until you stand next to some of those kids, they do have some length also. So I thought we played pretty well Monday night, considering just no practice, and hopefully we can keep it rolling Friday.
Yeah, scheduled to take on Troy on Friday to close out the regular season. That's going to be on the road against a very good Trojans team. Just your thought on them and the challenges that they're going to present on Friday.
Well, we were able to see them in the Jamboree way back when. Now, I know teams changed quite a bit through the season, but you know, they're going to be physical. They're athletic. They've got good athletes. They've got bigger athletes. So we're going to have to handle the physicality, and hopefully we can take care of the basketball and, again, hit shots. We'll be okay. Now, I do know they're well coached, and they do really good things, and you know, they're capable of beating anybody in our league. But I think there's several teams kind of in that same boat. Depending on the night, when you see scores, you kind of stumpers there, like, how did that happen? But if teams are playing well, it should be a good game.
Yeah, that one on Friday, of course. Real quick, and we'll talk about it next week in our final conversation, but the format this year for the Substate Tournament is you guys are trying to navigate right now a top three seed with a couple league teams as well up there with Morehill and Valley Falls. But obviously now with it being kind of the 16-team format instead of the 8-team format, what are your thoughts on just kind of how this thing is shaping up here in 24 and 25?
Well, once you figure it out, it's not as complicated, I think, as people maybe looked at it
right
in the beginning. You know, if we take care of business, we'll be where we need to be. And you know, you can kind of see that the 16-team format, it makes it interesting. You know, you're looking at teams that maybe you wouldn't normally see in your sub-state. You know, the last few years up here, we mainly league schools, maybe one out of league school, but it is what it is, and people were wanting something different, apparently, and it's going to benefit some teams. It's not going to benefit others, just like any other format. So I'm not sure what we accomplished, but it's something to look at, and you know, you're going to have to beat teams to get to where you want to be anyway. So I think it's fine, and we'll play whenever they tell us to.
There it is, David Losey. Simple stuff. Horton boys basketball coach, brought to you by Union State Bank. Chargers again on Friday at Troy. That'll be our feature broadcast on 103.9 KNZA. And then, of course, the storylines going into next week will be the sub-state conversation. Coach, we always appreciate the few minutes. We'll talk to you one more time next week.
Thanks. Appreciate what you do.